The background is the UN is saying we only have 10 years to avert catastrophic climate change, and that change is being driven by CO2 emissions. So the question is, how do we reduce CO2 emissions in Donegal? That's the main focus. And we're proposing a Green New Deal where we tackle the key sources of emissions one by one, but in a way that creates jobs here as well. The first step in any New Deal is to tackle energy efficiency. That means making sure that our homes are properly insulated, that we're switching buildings over to low power lighting and using power efficient appliances.
Now, in tandem with this, there's also calls on your behalf for serious investment as it relates to transport in Donegal. Public transport has always been, I suppose, somewhat lacking here in the county.
Yeah, so with the convention, the Green Party's national convention, we had a motion approved where we'd allocate 20% of the national transport budget to the northwest, mainly Donegal, but also including Leitrim and Sligo. I guess that kind of reiterates the focus the Green Party has on Donegal. Last week or the week before, we mentioned the fact that the national convention this year in June 2020 will be held in Donegal. That'll bring in possibly €1 million worth of business to the county. So there's a big focus. The party has a big focus on Donegal. And part of that focus is to improve the transport infrastructure here.
You do obviously feel that the bulk of that transport funding is going to the lower half of the country currently.
Obviously, I mean, if you look at a map of Ireland and look at road infrastructure, rail infrastructure, it's kind of crazy. We're so badly supported here. And the Green Party wants to change that. We want to make sure there's a real big investment in focusing on bus connections, but also to try and re-establish rail connections from the county to the rest of the country as well.